Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets. It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore, direct from the glitz, the glamour of Las Vegas. We welcome the, in capital letters, Magician of the Year. Now, he mixes up stand-up comedy with mind-melting magic. What I love about him most of all is that he features on stage the world's only magic-performing chihuahua. You know, Mr. Piffles. Now you know who I have on my show. Please welcome to our show the one and only Piff, the magic dragon. I am so excited to have you on the show, Piff.
Thanks, Arden.
Can I call you Piff?
Sure. Yeah. Call whatever you want. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Everybody, you know him. He grabbed my attention on America's Got Talent. And I got to tell you, you're still my favorite. And I'm not even sucking up. You don't know me. I used to be an investigative reporter. So for me to say that, declare that, you must have put me under a spell.
Yeah, exactly. I'm definitely using my powers in some way.
I think so. Can I please have the winning lottery numbers?
Yeah, that's why I'm still working. Yeah, I mean, I have them. I just love my job so much that I carry on.
Well, let's talk about a little moolah. This is why we had you on. This is an incredible story. Everyone, Piff loves dogs, and he loves Mr. Piffles. We're going to get into his story in a minute. But he's part of your act, and we can't slow the time machine down on our dogs, unfortunately. I have a dog who's 9, and I want to hold her in place, Kona. But you're on a tour to raise $60,000. Can you tell everybody the name of your tour?
It's worse than that.
Oh, it is?
It's worse
okay.
than that.
All
no,
right.
The tour is called It Cost $60,000 to Clone My Dog, and Now I Need to Make the Money Back. So I've spent the money already, Arden. I'm already in the hole for $60,000. Now I'm trying to make that money back.
So, folks, we're going to find out what this is all about, but we got to pay for this show by taking a quick break. You all know the drill. I usually say sit and stay, but I'm going to say hocus pocus. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
What's up, pet pals? Arden Moore here, your host of the O-Behave Show. Me? Wow. Did you know there's up to 100 million free roaming cats in the United States? And without spay or neuter, that number is only going to keep growing. Not only does spay neuter humanely reduce the community cat population, it keeps cats healthy. Scooter, the neuter cat, is on a mission to give cats an extra life by making it hip to be snipped. Hey, check them out. Go to givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org and help us make this a better world for cats.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now, back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I am jazzed because we have Piff the Magic Dragon. You guys, you know him. He's at the Flamingo in Vegas. He has been awing and ooing for over a decade. But what I love about you is your love of your dog, Mr. Piffles. And he's now 16?
Yeah, he's 16 and a half. Yeah,
wow.
He's going to be 17 in November.
Nice. Now, you were named the Magician of the Year for 2024. That's pretty awesome.
That was amazing. Yeah.
I think Mr. Piffles got something you didn't get from Wayne Newton. What's that?
He did. Mr. Piffles got the key to the city of Las Vegas.
Was it shaped like a dog bone?
It wasn't, but I'm not sure what it opens. But yeah, they give the key to the dog and I got nothing.
Well, you took the risk of teaming up with a dog.
Yeah, I mean, he deserves it.
I love that. I love that.
I got him in 2009.
Okay.
And he was about a year and a half old. He was a rescue, which, as we all know, is cheaper, much cheaper. They're just giving them away.
Well, till later.
Exactly. And, you know, he was in a bit of a state when I found him. And, you know, he had like all this gunk around his eyes. He had like bad teeth. He had, you know, his fur was all matted. His fur was all matted and he wasn't in a very good condition. And I didn't know whether to adopt him or not. My friend said to me, look, just get him because you'll be able to get him out of the bad situation he's in now. And then you can, like, you know, get him fixed up. And if it doesn't work out, find a new home for him. But at least you've got him out of the bad situation he was in. So I just did it. I just was, okay, well, what's the worst that can happen? And I took him to the vets. First thing, he got his teeth done, which is the first thing you do in show business.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you gave him a good name, too, right? You got to give him a showbiz name.
You got to give him a showbiz name. His original name was Alfie. We named him Mr. Piffles. And he went in the show. And at the beginning, he didn't really do much, but the audience loved him. As soon as day one, the audience loved him. And then after, like, working together for about a year, suddenly my agent came to see the show, and she was like, that dog has got, like, comic timing now. He's got, like, this amazing deadpan, and he's just hilarious to watch. And he turned into this amazing dog, you know, and suddenly, like, he looked incredible when he was on the right food, and his coat was all, you know, his coat was all shiny, and he was, like, strutting around with his new teeth. And so he became this huge part of the show. And I loved it as well, because I'd just, like, broken up with a girlfriend when I got him. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to concentrate on my work, and it's going to be me and Mr. Piffles on the road together. We don't need anyone else. And so it was just great for my life. And I've never had a dog before. I've had cats, and they're just so indifferent.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And big dogs are, you know, they're a lot for me. There's like,
yeah. How much does Mr. Piffles weigh?
4.5 pounds.
Okay. He's compact chihuahua.
Yeah. So having him, I could just, like, in the UK where I would tour all over the UK, and you can't bring dogs anywhere. It's not pet friendly like America or Canada is. So I'd have to, like, you know, shove him down my sweater and, like, check into hotels.
Good thing you didn't have a Doberman.
Exactly. Yeah. So we, like, formed this bond over all these tours that we did for years and years. I was only a dragon for about a year when I got him. And it takes a long time to get good as a dragon. So I was a terrible dragon before I met him. And then together we got good.
So you call yourself Piff the Magic Dragon. I've been to Hanalei Bay. It's pretty nice. I haven't seen you there. I was hoping to see you there.
I was exiled.
How would you describe yourself? Because you are magic, but you are more than magic. It is very creative. And then you add a dog with good teeth.
Yeah, a dog with amazing teeth. Yeah, well, I thought, like, what happened was I was doing my first hour-long show in Edinburgh in the UK. And I just thought, oh, this is kind of like, it's just missing something. It's just missing. Like, it was me as a dragon doing magic. And I was like, you know what this act needs? A gimmick. So I got Mr. Piffles. And that, like, was the final piece of the puzzle. And it all came together. But yeah, I do magic. But I also have to deal, I have to interact with the audience. And I found humans to be quite tiring. Despite my best efforts, they just seem to.
Is that why you would eat a sandwich? Well, yeah, you were doing your act in front of Simon Cowell on America's Got Talent.
Yeah, I've got things to do. And who really wants to listen to people judging you about how good they think the act was, right?
Yeah.
It's much better just to eat a sandwich.
I think that's great. So are you from England or Scotland?
England originally.
Okay. So how did you get on America's Got Talent? Because that was when and I was rooting for you. I really was. I thought of all the acts, you had the most comic, most creative, and you had a canine. You got me at 3 C's.
What happened was I worked my way up in the UK and I was doing okay there. And out of the blue, I got a phone call saying, would I be interested in doing a show in Las Vegas? And I was a small part of a big show, and the offer was to be a small part of a big show. So I said, yeah, because Vegas is like the home of magic.
Exactly.
And I moved out to Vegas, left my UK life behind, signed a 10-year contract, and I was in a show, and the show lasted for 7 months, and then it closed.
Uh-oh.
So I was stranded. Mr. Piffles and I was stranded in Las Vegas.
I think that's a Nicolas Cage movie, isn't it?
Yeah, it should be. If he hasn't made it yet. So I thought, I want to stay in Vegas. I want to get my own show. And the best way to do that is to become as famous as I can, to become as famous as I can be, become in as short as possible time. And the answer to that was America's Got Talent.
Oh, my gosh. That was great. Hey, everybody, we're chatting with Piff the Magic Dragon, and he's unleashing his tail. And it's getting even better after we get back from the break. So everybody, sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is Margaret Cho. I'm with Arden Moore on the O Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. So please listen.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to O Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the O Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I am your host, Arden Moore, and I've had a lot of celebrities on my show, Betty White, Jennifer Aniston, all these people, but I have a magic dragon on my show, and he is awesome. His name is Piff the Magic Dragon, and what I love about his best magical act is his love for his dog, Mr. Piffles. What are some of the things you've done with Mr. Piffles on stage? I saw a whole bunch of things, but I want you to tell people what you've done.
None of these are going to sound good. He's been levitated. He's been laminated. We shot him out of a cannon. He escaped from a straitjacket for a while. He does a thing where a member of the audience names any drink they like and he pees it into a cup and the audience member has to drink it. But it is that drink. It's the drink they named. So he can pee any drink. He could probably do a chocolate milk as well, but that's a different story. So he's very talented.
You got to work with him, though. So what's his personality like? Because you had him at dog. I mean, you rescued him. That's great. But to have him in front of a stage, lights, all that, how did you guys bond and finish each other's sentences?
I've had him in the show for 15 years now. We've probably done about 3,000 shows together. We've done 1,700 of those just in Vegas. And, you know, he's amazing because he just doesn't get fazed by anything. I did a show with Mumford & Sons, the band. We were in front of 20,000 people. They were all screaming, going crazy. And I turned around and looked over at my little table where he sits, and he was asleep. He was snoring. So he's just an incredible... He's just one in a million. And we got him a little brother as an understudy.
Well, that's where I want you to go into the naming and all that, because you know they can't last forever. There's no magic act for eternity for our dogs. So tell us the first dog you tried. I love the names. I see a pattern, but tell us that.
Well, we found him on eBay. He was another rescue. And we picked him up and we called him Tui for number two, but also Mr. Piffles and Tui.
Okay, so, I gotcha.
Tui Piffles. So he was the polar opposite to Piffles. Whenever we brought him near a stage, he'd start shaking. It was crazy. He was the happiest dog around the house, but he just hated everything about the lights. So very quickly, he became in charge of morale because he was a very happy dog when he's not on stage. And he was great because he ran around and he kept Piffles active for a long time and was like a great little baby brother.
Didn't he meet Elton John? Didn't he have like a wild weekend with Elton John?
He did have a wild weekend with Elton John.
Uh-oh.
He did, and he was never the same. But I'm not sure what happened. Yeah, he did. He has some show business stories too, Tui Piffles. He did one show when Mr. Piffles was late coming home from the UK. So we had to do a Vegas show.
Okay.
And he hated every minute of it. So he never, we're like, okay, buddy, you're fine.
That's very kind of you to know that. Not everybody's a showbiz dog. What about Threador? Oh, this one's funny.
Don't even get me started on Threador. We get Threador as a puppy and we raise him. And by the way, all this time, Piffles is like a 5-pound white long haired chihuahua.
Yes.
And so that's what we're looking for. So we, you know, we have all these like emails out, and is there any shelters we ever come across, we do any work for, we're always saying, look, if you find any dogs like Mr. Piffles, please tell us. And,
yeah,
and we were just getting nowhere. So we found this dog, we called him Threador, and he had the perfect temperament. His temperament is perfect. Absolutely perfect. Couldn't ask for a better show business
feeling
dog.
Feeling good.
Yeah. So he gets to 5 pounds and he looks the part, and we think this is it, home run. Then he keeps growing. He gets to 10 pounds and we're like, okay, now this is the problem, because he doesn't fit in the props.
He's kind of like an old Elvis, right?
Yeah. He's like Las Vegas era Elvis. And, you know, he's 15 pounds now. He won't fit in any of the props. We're feeding them all the same. So we get his DNA test done and he's 100% Chihuahua. So who knows?
Is he the Shaquille O'Neal of Chihuahuas?
Yeah, exactly. Our vet said, well, you know, every once in a while, there's just a big gene Chihuahua, which I've never heard of. But it seemed to me like he was covering for Threador. But Threador, he's like the most loving dog of all time. So he's part of our family too. And at this stage, I'm like, you know what, guys? We can't keep going. We've got to take some decisive action here. And, you know, I'd read about Barbara Streisand cloning her dog.
Yeah.
And I'd read this study in South Korea. They did a study with bomb detecting dogs, bomb sniffing dogs, that which are apparently the most difficult of all assistance dogs to train. And they did a study where they cloned some successful bomb sniffing dogs. And they also just brought in other dogs that who they would normally train. And it's something like, I don't know the exact number, but it was something like as diverse as the random dogs. It was like 5% success rate.
Oh,
and the clone dogs was something like 90% success rate.
Wow.
And I was like, okay.
Your brain is thinking.
Right. And like, there's so much about Piffles that I love. Now, of course, I'm not trying to like replace Piffles, because you can't do that. Every animal is unique. But a clone is like a genetically identical twin. That's what you're getting. And so I thought, well, maybe some of the traits will be carried over. So we cloned him, and we got a year and a half ago, we got this tiny 8-week-old Chihuahua, and we raised him over a year. And the crazy thing was, he doesn't look like Piffles now, and he looks identical to Piffles at a year and a half.
Oh, that's do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, it's really crazy. When I go back and look at old photos and compare them side by side, they're identical. They sleep the same way in the car. They sleep the same way on the furniture. You know, all these like very similar traits they have. Now, Piffles had a pretty rough start, and he was like, I think he was kicked around by a couple of his owners and not very happy. So he was always like he would always be very protective and things like that.
Right.
And our new dog, who's called Fortune, for number 4.
You have to say that and then spell the name, because there's a pattern you've established.
Yes, it's Fortune. Because he's dog number 4 and he cost a fortune.
That's a perfect name.
You know, he's just been brought up in a happy household with these 3 other dogs. So that's the big difference, is that he's much more easygoing and friendly than Piffles was.
Well, and your timing is good, because you're on tour soon and you're going to be going across North America between now and, I think, October 26th. So tell us about the role that Mr. Piffles and Fortune will have in it. I have to say that with emphasis.
In Vegas, Fortune is learning the whole show.
Awesome. You know?
So he's like beginning to take it over now from Piffles, and Piffles is going to retire from the Vegas show, you know, at some point in the near future. But on tour, we do a different show, totally different show, all different tricks, all different jokes. So on tour, we're doing a show called It Cost Me $60,000 to Clone My Dog, and Now I Need to Make the Money Back. And so we're going to demonstrate how Mr. Piffles and Fortune are telepathically linked. Whatever Piffles sees, Fortune knows, and vice versa.
Can you give us an example? Because that's long marquee.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to make sure Fortune, you know, is he's going to be surrounded by a shroud of mystery so that he can't see anything. He's going to be inside. And somebody would choose any word from any book and they'll just show it to Mr. Piffles. And next thing you hear is a chalk on a chalkboard. Chalk, 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 chalk. And out of the Shroud of Mystery, we take out Fortune, who has written the exact word on the chalkboard without even being able to hear or see what Mr. Piffles is looking at.
How do you come up with this? And I know you can't tell your trade secrets, Piff, the magic dragon, PTMD. But I mean, seriously, where did you get this comic creativity from?
One of the fun things about having Piffles is that you can kind of like think up funny scenarios for him and then you can make tricks around them. So okay. That's like one of the places. So like the idea of having like two clone dogs who are identical, straight away I was like, well, they're going to be the greatest mind-reading act of all time.
No other act has that.
No.
Wow.
Nobody else has two genetically identical dogs in their act.
That keeps you alive in Vegas, doesn't it? And on tour. Yeah. Move over, Taylor, somebody. What's her name? Taylor somebody? I mean, yeah. Harris tour. You got the Piffles tour.
Got the Piffles and Fortune double act. And Fortune's stage name is Mr. Piffles 2.0.
Oh, perfect. Because of the cloning.
And it's worked out so well that we're actually expecting another one in, you know, over the next sort of 12 months.
So you're going to have a fifth dog?
Yeah, he's going to be called Fivel. We want Fortune to have an understudy so that Fortune can have, you know, they can have nights off.
You heard it here first on the show.
It's been a lot for Mr. Piffles carrying the weight of my career for the past 15 years.
If you weren't doing this, what would you do? What was going to be your safety job?
I don't know. I mean, back in the day, I had a job in computers and I would like be like, I would like the help desk you call, but I was terrible at it. And, you know, this is not the guy you want helping you out. Maybe I'd start my own chihuahua farm and we'd breed chihuahuas and they would tend the fields and, you know, grow strawberries or something.
What is it about the chihuahua that you really love, Piff?
They're just, oh my God, they're like cats with love.
Cat that's full of love. And I got a part chihuahua.
They got unconditional cats. You know, they're unconditional cats. They're amazing. You know, I grew up with cats and, you know, every time I walk into the room, Mr. Piffles is just, he can't believe that I came back for him. He's like, oh my God, I thought you'd left forever and you're here. Oh, this is the best day ever. So that's what I love.
How have the chihuahuas, all four of them, made you, I know you're great on stage, but how have they made you a better person?
Well, I had Mr. Piffles on my own for probably 5-6 years. That was the first time I had to like really consider another
sentient
another
being.
Yeah. Now, Jade, who is also in the show and is an amazing Las Vegas showgirl, she does the heavy lifting with all four of these dogs because it's a full-time job looking after them. They're great, but it's just chaos. But when I first had Piffles, he definitely taught me how to love somebody else unconditionally.
Now, he's got some miles. We know about Vegas and you've been to England. Can you tell us some other places that you have toured with Mr. Piffles?
I've toured all over Canada with him as well and all over the UK. Then I went to Australia and to New Zealand. And when we went there, we had to borrow dogs.
So how did that work out?
It was terrible.
Yeah. There's not another Mr. Piffles unless you clone him.
No. One time somebody lent me a cat.
How did that work out?
The cat, no interest in magic. They have no interest.
You should have slipped him some catnip, man.
Oh, he was disgusted by the profession. It was beneath him. And at the end of the act, he's in a little dragon costume. And the last thing he did, he just dug his nails into me. And he used that leverage to shoot himself out of the dragon costume, leaving me holding this empty costume on stage. And he ran out through the back.
So how did you adapt on stage? Everybody's watching you. They think that's part of the act.
Yeah, I just took a bow and left. Made a cat disappear.
So this tour coming up, this is a big one for you. I like that you're going to be a little different than you are for the folks that love to see you in Vegas. You start in Calgary and you end in Waukegan, Illinois.
Yeah.
Nice. You're in the heartland, America's heartland. I like that. You're going to be in Dallas on September 12th. I actually live in Dallas.
Oh, are you going to come?
I'm going to sure try. I should be home. I travel, not like you, but I travel a bit. But I'll talk to your people, okay? Because I would love to see you on stage. Hey, that's it for our show today. I am so jazzed that we had Piff, the Magic Dragon. We learned a lot about him and his great dogs. Please check him out at the Flamingo in Vegas and get on that tour. He's got a tour coming now through October 26th, so check it out. Be there. I want to give a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the surgeon of sound. Pet Life Radio is the number one pet radio network on the planet. And until next time, check me out on YouTube, Four Legged Live, my pet first aid for you. But until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. Obehave!
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Obehave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.